When crisis hits, marginalized communities, no matter where in the world they are, often get hit the hardest. With the spread of the coronavirus, humanitarian organizations are working overtime. Across the globe, they're helping people with limited resources. Abby Maxman leads Oxfam USA, which is focused on poverty relief. Maxman says aid organizations are confronting serious challenges right now with the outbreak.
This is forcing a concurrent set of events. Triage, because of course we need to make sure everybody is caring for their own families and our staff while continuing to deliver our humanitarian and development programs while also working to scale up programs. We're doing everything at the same time, and these are extraordinary circumstances where everybody is affected.
And so what can you still do and what has coronavirus forced you to stop doing?
We're scaling up our hand washing and water sanitation hygiene work, helping communities get access to the information they need about the virus and how to stay healthy. But we also know that in places like refugee camps, where social distancing is so difficult, some of the infrastructure needs are just not possible.
Abby, as you look at the map of the world right now, what populations are you most worried about as COVID-19 continues to spread?
We know marginalized communities, refugees, migrants are disproportionately affected. We know that women, as well as frontline health workers, are disproportionately affected. So we're deeply concerned about the impact on poorer countries that have weaker health systems, places where people are already facing multiple threats to their health and livelihood. This is going to require a global coordinated response as a matter of priority.
So Oxfam, like the rest of the global economy, relies on supply chains for your humanitarian work. I mean, we can't get hand sanitizer and toilet paper here in the United States. How are you doing it?
We're working with the international community, WHO and others, to make sure that the pre-positioned supplies are being distributed and communities get access. But we are actually seeing a risk to this basic supply chains. They're going to be overstretched. So we can foresee lack of access to basic supplies and also strains on health systems and people who are already carrying a heavy load.
Have border closings had an effect on your work?
We're having to pause and rethink how we are going to have access to a combination of supplies and the basic technical assistance and experience that we share across countries and regions. That is really just happening as we speak.
By definition, Oxfam is an organization built around responding internationally to crises, short and long term. What is your assessment of the global response? And what, in your view, should be the ideal way for governments or NGOs to help populations all over the globe right now?
Well, the COVID-19 crisis is truly exposing the broken and unprepared system in the United States, not just testing our systems, but our values as a nation. So we're redoubling our efforts to make sure that we don't just isolate and insulate, but we reach out and maintain the support that's needed to make sure that those communities are not cut off.
Abby Maxman, President and CEO of Oxfam USA, thank you for your time and good luck, Abby.
Thanks so much, Marco.